This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Unelected global corporate government as a eugenics-based anti-human operating system is not going to be popular if we're challenging it and speaking out against it. They tried to stonewall. That hasn't worked. Now they're trying destabilization. That hasn't worked. Mainstream media, corporations, institutions are being totally discredited. But how are they going to strike back? Well, that's Robert David Steele at the start of the next segment to get into that. I'm going to your calls, obviously, right now, and I want to get back into the Vatican. How big is this? The main confidant, the aide-de-camp, the head Catholic of Australia, arrested for reportedly a whole string of pedo ring garbage. It was this pope came to power using pedo blackmail. That was even in The Guardian. So now what's happening? The word I get is that Trump has green-lighted going after the pedophiles. Obviously, they've got their operators in law enforcement as well, so there's a civil war over this. That's one reason the deep state's fighting so hard. Robert David Steele's going to talk about that more. Right now, with Robert David Steele, we're taking phone calls. Stephen in Florida on the pedo gate situation. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. First of all, I want to say Romans 12 says, give honor to whom honor is due. So I know you guys are patriots, Mr. Steele and Alex. I won't say thank you, but I do say I respect you, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And this issue about this pedophile ring and these pervert criminals, it infuriates me. It's one of my hot-button issues.
It's the only time I think about violence, and because I don't like being violent, but, I mean, I fantasize about, like, jabbing daggers in their eyes, stuff like that. I mean, I'm being honest. I can't help it. I when I think about pedophiles torturing kids, I want to kill. Go ahead. Sorry.
Same way. And I just wanted to say real quick before I get to that, Johnny Depp, look into his ties with Hunter Thompson, the Satanist that groomed him in Hollywood. When he says he wants to kill Trump, I don't think he's blowing smoke. I take that real serious. So look into that.
But, you know, one of Hunter S. Thompson's best friends, he's a famous artist. I interviewed him. He said Hunter S. Thompson was about to expose pedophile rings and things, and that it was disinfo against him by the pedophile rings because he was writing about it. Let me see what Robert David Steele has to say. Go ahead.
No, I agree with that. And let me just point out that pedophilia does not stop with sodomizing children. It goes straight into terrorizing them to adrenalize their blood and then murdering them. It also includes murdering them so that they can have their bone marrow harvested as well as body parts. Pedophilia is much
This is the
bigger.
Original growth hormone.
Yes, yes. It's an anti-aging thing. And this may strike your listeners as way out, but we actually believe that there is a colony on Mars that is populated by children who were kidnapped and sent into space on a 20-year ride. So that once they get to Mars, they have no alternative but to be slaves on the Mars colony. There's all kinds of...
Well, look, I know 90% of the NASA missions are secret, and I was told by high-level NASA engineers that you have no idea. There's so much stuff going on. But then it goes off into all that. I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing the media jumps on. But I know this. We see a bunch of a mechanical wreckage on Mars, and people say, oh, look, it looks like, you know, a mechanics. Like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Clearly, they don't want us looking into what's happening. Every time probes go over, they turn them off.
Alex, you're one of the most original guys on the air, and I would. You asked, what should you do? I think you should be the Truth Channel in America, and I think you should really try to systematically put guests on that Donald Trump is not listening to because they're being blocked from him. For example, Carl Denninger, co-founder of the Tea Party. He should be a guest on your show talking about how the Trump health plan, the Ryan health plan, is completely dishonest because it doesn't have a price list and it doesn't allow the government to negotiate with the companies. You should have Edgar Fahey, the inventor of the automated payment transaction tax that would eliminate all taxes, including income taxes, on people like you and me, and it would tax currency and stock.
Is that the Tobin tax? Is that the Tobin tax?
I don't think so. It's similar. It's a tiny fractional tax on every transaction, including internal corporate transactions where a lot of money laundering goes on.
Well, I don't know about Mars bases, but I know they've created massive thousands of different types of chimeras that are alien life forms on this earth now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, the storm loose. Sirens in my head. Grab the silence.
So they want to say that basically pedophilia doesn't even exist anymore, even though rampantly they're being indicted. The heads of Penn State, the Sandusky Sun, the Catholic Church, number three in the Catholic Church, number two to the Pope. I mean, he's made his main aide-de-camp indicted for running mass child rape operations, reportedly. Truth is stranger than fiction. I mean, Prince Charles' main bloodline is the Vlad the Impaler, who is the archetype of Count Dracula, whose family crest was the dragon. And then his offspring would bathe in blood and drink blood and boil children's bones, and they believed it made them live longer. That's in mainline history books. And I'll have national media go, Jones is crazy and claims that Prince Charles is related to Dracula. He lives there half the year now. And is in all these weird videos and stuff on TV at orphanages, hugging and kissing on kids on television. I mean, I don't even want to, if you think I'm joking around, just type in Prince Charles visits orphanage in Transylvania, and then like kids run up and kiss him, and he goes, "Oh, I've been friends with this little boy for 5 years. I love him." And it's just like, you're just like, "Oh my God, this can't be real." But this is how they throw it in your face. And then Robert David Steele, big career at the CIA, ran, you know, big operations in the field, respected guy, and he goes, "Yeah, and the word is they've got some breakaway civilization, you know, colony missions they launched." And you hear that, but then I knew a guy, still know a guy, who's actually a big Hollywood producer, who was top of his class, and when he was a kid was in one of these programs down in Houston getting these kids ready for simulated missions to Mars. And they were talking about sending them, they were like 10, was in the test. And then I remember Buzz Aldrin, not Buzz Lightyear, the real Buzz Aldrin, was on my broadcast about 9 years ago. And he told no one else this but me. Later he got asked about it and said some of it on C-SPAN. This really happened. People thought it wasn't the real Buzz Aldrin. So I don't get into the UFOs. You know, they say, Jones says there's no space missions, and Jones says lizards run everything, and Jones says that the Earth is flat. I don't say any of that. I say there's more space missions than they're telling you. That's admitted. So we're going to go back to our guests and your calls here in a moment, but you can Google Buzz Aldrin says, look at the moon of Mars, and says there are obelisks on Mars, and that's on my show. So about 6 months before India crashed that probe in to see if there's water, well, they already knew there's water all under the surface of the moon. Before they did that, when I was talking to Buzz Aldrin out in L.A., it was off-record conversation, most of it, but I mean, I can't hold back at a certain point. I mean, he said some of this on air. And it was just wild, and he wasn't kidding around either. I mean, you know, moon bases, missions that have already been to Mars. He said, and watch, if you don't believe me, they're going to announce water on Mars. The probe will find water. He started laughing, and he goes, we know, because this is just the way we're announcing it through them. I mean, it's just so weird, the secret societies and NASA and all the occult stuff. Robert David Steele, that's a whole other can of worms. I don't even cover that. But it's something they don't want anybody to touch. Go ahead.
Let me just say, Alex, you haven't said anything about the book that I'm co-sponsoring on pedophilia.
Well, I mentioned it when you first came on. Let's talk about that in the Vatican and then go to calls.
Okay, this is going to be a blockbuster. Joaquin Hagelpan is a West Point graduate, one of the best investigative journalists we have today. And we're publishing every chapter free online. And, of course, we'd be honored if you wanted to publish them. This is going to be the definitive book on pedophilia in this generation.
The occult, what you call Satanism, is always the same archetype is associated with this. Whether it's some genetic manifestation of the brain or whether it's interdimensional, whatever it is, it's real. It's manifesting. From your deep research of this, when did you discover it's like a pedophile network ruling the planet? Because that's the consensus now, even in mainline literature and research. This is an empire of people that feed on children.
I have to say, Alex, I was late to really understand all of this. And I'm 64, 65 years old. And what I'm finding is that it's not until people get to be about 50 to 60 that their mind's starting to open to possibilities. Everybody else is happy in the little lane in the road that the government gives them, that the fake news media gives them. But Pizzagate, for me, was a major event because a Romanian taxi driver, not Russian intelligence, got John Podesta to do something really stupid, respond to a phishing attack, and it broke it all open. The code words, the small children by name invited to the swimming pool party with John Podesta. You know, all of this is sick, 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 and it's all documented, documented, documented. What we're not at yet is people realizing that it includes satanic rituals, the murder of children, the drinking of blood. That's the final veil. I'm a commissioner on the International Tribunal of Natural Justice with Sasha Stone. And the Chief Justice and many others. In fact, Cynthia McKinney, I think, will also be a commissioner. We have a year-long project on pedophilia that is going to blow the top off this thing. And the book is a first step toward helping the public understand that the deep state is glued together by pedophilia. That's how they control.
Sure. Let's expand on that, though. Let's expand on that. You go back to every ancient society that got more complex. They would always get more corrupt, whether it was in Western Europe, or whether it was in Asia, or whether it was in Mesoamerica. You always end up building pyramids. It always ends up with, you know, throwing virgins into fire. That means young girls, young boys. There is some weird anomaly that keeps manifesting itself, and it's happening in modern time in association with people in power. Is it just some sacrament to prove that you will hurt the young and that you're a psychopath? Is it like a gang initiation, or why does it keep manifesting?
Yeah, Alex, you're one of the foremost commentators on mind control, and I would tell people that not only does David Talbot do an excellent job in The Devil's Chessboard, documented how CIA with Nazi scientist help got a really good, and Yale University help got a really good job, really good grip on mind control.
That's they brought in the Angel of Death to help.
Now it's far advanced. So what we have here is pedophilia and mind control and blackmail and bribery are all part of how the deep state, which begins with the Rothschilds and the Black Pope, the Jesuit Black Pope, then the City of London, the bank, Wall Street, they use mind control and pedophilia and blackmail and bribery to basically manage the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, and other secret societies that are willing to betray every national, corporate, and cultural loyalty. Okay? So it's part of the hidden control of our economy, our society, our government. And that's what hashtag Unrig is all about.
Exactly. So what would you call this big awakening that's coming? And then what are the anomalies, what are the counterstrikes that we're going to see by the forces of the vampires?
Well, I'm worried about a pandemic, Alex. I really think that the empire is planning a pandemic. I think that they are going to unleash a virulent airborne...
And Chelsea's new book said that. We need global government to respond to the global pandemic that's coming.
That's absolutely false. Global government is the worst possible solution. One of the things that a Nobel Prize was given to Eleanor Ostrom for governing the commons. And what she demonstrated is that the only kind of governance that works is self-governance at the local level. The higher you move authority...
Everybody knows that. The more you're not in touch with what's happening, the more authoritarian.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, a socialist wrote the book Small is Beautiful. They were right about that, so why don't they see that socialism doesn't work? You need absolute individualism. Then through free market, it creates the ultimate collectivism of individual free will.
Alex, I would like you to be the voice for hashtag Unrig, okay? This is respecting the flag. This is the international distress symbol.
No, I agree. You're on July 3rd. We'll talk about it with Cynthia. I admire her exposing the pedophile rings. And remember, in Congress, she exposes it, and the Secretary of Defense didn't even deny it. He admitted it was going on.
We not only have the military participating in pedophilia and military transports bringing in kids that have been kidnapped or purchased in Thailand and elsewhere. We also have a lot of male rape in the military. We have Kate Griggs, whom you'll remember, Colonel Griggs' wife in the Marine Corps, talking about the sadomasochistic Nazi disease that is prevalent among our senior officers in the military.
Did you ever run into any of that when you were an officer in the Marines?
The short answer is no, and I feel blessed by that. I was asked to join the Masons when I was in the CIA, and I'm glad that I didn't. Because it turns out most Masons are good people trapped in a bad system.
Well, just like any secret organization, other cults use it to recruit.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to I got to keep even longer. I promise we're going to calls. But I don't want to cut these callers off. But let's get started here. We got Frank, Jason, Justin, Travis, Dean. We're going to everybody. Let's go ahead. Who's been on the longest here? Justin in Alabama. Let's shift gears into China. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Man, awesome to talk to you. And Mr. Steele. While I have you here, man, I was just thinking with the Russia narrative dead, would it be a great idea to go on offense and talk about China's involvement in our election? It's connected to so many things.
That's a great point. Well, let me ask Steele this. I mean, I think we've turned the corner. I think the Russia thing is starting to die. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that. And let me respectfully point out to your guest, the only person that hacked the U.S. election was Hillary Clinton. She stole 13 state primaries from Bernie Sanders.
Exactly.
Electronic fraud.
And only Trump's talking about it. Sanders won't even do it.
Oh, Sanders is a sheepdog. I mean, the People's Party is sheepdog 2.0. And one of the reasons why I feel so blessed to have Cynthia McKinney as my partner and co-founder of hashtag Unrig is she is everything I'm not. I'm an alt-right white male. She is an alt-left black female. And what we're trying to do is reach out to the Sandinistas and reach out to the Trumpistas and bring them together and say, let's move beyond Trump and Sanders. Let's restore.
Well, you know why McKinney's good. The way they destroyed her, they lied about her because they're scared of her because she has so much courage. She'll be on next July 3rd.
She's one of the most intelligent people I know, Alex, and I know she would be honored to be on.
No, I know. Well, you're on next July 3rd. You're on July 3rd. Justin, we're going to come right back to you. So you're going to come back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Another 10, 15 minutes to take your phone calls, and I've got a Paul Watson report I've got to get to. I mean, if there's any tombstone for the undead creature known as CNN, this report we're going to air is it. So the video CNN doesn't want you to see with Paul Watson coming up. And I've always known if we just promote liberty, promote open free societies, promote Americana, they're going to be strong men and women. They're going to wake up and take action politically and culturally. They'll be way more articulate than I am or anybody else. And look at Paul Watson's one of them. Donald Trump, who would have ever thought? I mean, I've looked at his past now. He was fighting NAFTA and GATT 30 years ago. He was against the globalists. So he knew about this stuff before I was born. Dr. Corsi knew him 45 years ago when I wasn't even born. I'm 43. Look like I'm 50. And Trump was awake back then. He's just been playing possum. How many other Patriot sleeper cells are there? It's an amazing time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And I guess I told Steele earlier that he was going to leave at 20 after, but he had said he could stay on longer. So I guess we didn't relay that message. Let's try to get him back on. If not, it's fine. Hey, always great having him on, though. Because that was relaying. We're going to hold him longer, and he said he could. Justin in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
You're making the point about China. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just mentioning about China. You know, it's connected to Hillary Clinton, and based off of what Hagman was reporting, that, you know, the indictments are going to be following fast. Would that not connect her and help him out in that regard? And also with North Korea, it seems like that's what everybody wants to talk about. And those two seem to be in the main.
No, I agree. We should change the subject off Russia onto China. And again, I don't want to sit here and bash China and the Chinese people. They're great people. They have a horrible regime and a bunch of corrupt generals, total crony capitalism living off of them. And I'd love to see China reformed. I'd love to work with China. But right now, they're very aggressive. They're penetrating everything. It's just incredible. Robert David Steele, what do you think about China and its influence?
The bottom line is the American era is over and the Chinese era has begun. And people need to get a grip on that. The problem is that the Americans represent the worst form of predatory capitalism, unilateral militarism, and virtual colonialism. I mean, I stand with Martin Luther King, who was assassinated because he said the United States was the worst purveyor of violence on the planet. China is beating the United States. I recommend to all of your listeners a book by my friend Parag Khanna called Connectography. Instead of spending on its military, China is
infrastructure.
Spending on building roads and ports and basically bribing a lot of foreign officials.
They've done the soft power takeover, 98% of earth minerals. How in the world could the United States go in the last 30 years from controlling rare earth minerals to giving that strategic system to them?
A lack of integrity in our government. I am a professional intelligence officer. I want Donald Trump to have a grand strategy that understands the 10 high-level threats to humanity. The first three are poverty, infectious disease, and environmental degradation. And I want him to be able to manage all policies and true cost economics. We need a balanced budget. We need to actually focus on the prosperity of the individual average American.
Absolutely. Turning loose the power of the people. He says he's doing it. He's made the first steps. The elites are already so upset. How far will they let him go? We'll talk about it coming up. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air with Robert David Steele.
Yeah, Alex, I respect you for taking my call. I consider myself to be an amateur intelligence officer. I'm a former 0311 team leader, 9/11 truther, truth seeker. True teller, the best I know how, and I am an admirer of Cynthia McKinney, and I recently heard Dr. Steve Chinnick state something on your show that you are a master of mixing fact with fiction and also of the PSYOP, and I just wanted to say that I really agree with that, with his characterization, and you expend a lot of time and energy deflecting attention away from ground zero of the New World Order, which is organized Jewry.
Well, sir, you know, One big part of that is I'm constantly being accused of getting my orders from Israel, okay? And that if somebody falls on a banana peel, Jews did it. Do I like some of the things some of the interests in Israel have done? I mean, there's a bunch of different camps in Israel. They're constantly trying to overthrow each other. Just like I criticized communist China, but I said I'm not against the Chinese people. It's not out of some control. I haven't had Jews involved in anything I've done. I've had liberal Jews. You know, call me anti-Semitic and make up crap, and I'm not sunk to their race-baiting level because I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not against Arabs. I'm not against Jews. I'm not against anybody. But I'm gonna go to break. I'm going to let you come back. Robert, I know this is a short segment, but I'll keep it at the end. Sorry, Robert, 20 seconds. I'm going to come back to the caller after that. Go ahead.
Okay, there are four levels of Zionists, and most Jews are not the problem. It's the Rothschilds and the Zionists at the top of Israel. It's not Israel, and it's not Jews that are the problem.
Sure, I'm going to come back to Frank. Don't give him a couple minutes on this, because it just gives me a headache. I mean, it really does. I mean, I work for the Vatican. I work for the CIA. I work for the Jews. You know, how about I did some things myself in my life, you know?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know what I found? Is there's an infighting bug where you're liberal, conservative, Christian, Jewish, agnostic, libertarian, where everybody wants to be this purist that then grades and reviews everybody else. And it's one of the favorite tactics, and I don't screen your calls. I mean, I'm happy to take this call. Where people call in and they say, you're covering up, you know, for the Jews and all this stuff. Meanwhile, I have the left calling me deeply racist, unalloyed racist. Tom Brokaw, you name it, taken out of the crypt to come out and say it. And I've got the Forward and the Jerusalem Post saying Alex Jones thinks Jews are evil, you know, and Alex Jones thinks blah, blah, blah. all those horrible. So it's just crazy. The paradigm where I have like almost, I'm not saying you're this, Frank, but the Nazi groups, the KKK, I mean, they hate me more than Bibi Netanyahu. And it's because most of the Nazi movements and things have been run by the FBI and by big foundations. They've been caught over and over again. And so they want to create an internal fight in a nationalist movement to brand the nationalist movement as a race-based system. And anyone that tries to bring everybody in under free market open systems is then branded as a race traitor. So it's attacked from without and within. And then people want to feel good, like they can call in and they can say to the Alex Jones, you're not pure, you're a fake. I agree with Steve Pachenik. He says, who says you mix truth with fiction. That's not what Pachenik said. He said, I can come in with narrative and archetype and things and storytell and then bring in the news. Parables, examples, parallels. All I've got is my integrity. And I have the most open show of different diverse ideas. And I'm not here even defending myself. I care about Frank. Frank's been calling in, off and on for like 10 years. If I remember his voice right, I have a good memory. And it's basically always the same deal. Dude, all you got to do is you want to get on the air and say stuff about Israel or whatever it is, you're going to be able to say it. Nobody screens your call. And just say that. It's like it has to be like, but oh, let's add Alex Jones in because he's covering it up. If I was covering it up, bro, I could snap my fingers and have him sit there and interrogate people and hang up on folks, and or I could plug in. We got digital phone systems, caller ID. We don't even do that. And I could have your numbers in there and know. That's what other talk radio does. That's why they talk to you 3-4 minutes before you get on air. We're not screening your calls. What is it about that integrity you don't understand? Okay. See, if you want to say something Israeli, that's fine. I mean, I think I even heard you when I was off last week call in, or somebody sounded like you, and like, Jones didn't cover the USS Liberty. I made a film about it. I had the captain on before he died. I had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs on. I had the head of the Judge Advocate General on. I've done probably 100 shows on it. I'm dealing with World War III with the Russians right now. But again, it's just this little power trip, and it's not that you hurt me. You hurt yourself as a man. To try to count coup on somebody and to say things about somebody that didn't do it. In fact, it got the white supremacists and people, I mean, we're talking about panties in a wad. When I made Fabled Enemies showing how Israel, the U.S., and other governments were actually funding radical Islam and staging terror attacks from the documents. I mean, they thought it was the end of the world. And that's because the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center handlers, like we know ran Elohim City, are pissed. So the real intelligence operatives, like people go, oh, Alex was working for the CIA. I am so proud I did this myself and with my listeners who get the credit. I am so proud that I'm organic. I am so proud that I'm not associated with any of this. Can I pick the phone up and call current former CIA? Can I pick the phone up and call senators? Can I pick the phone up if I need to and get a call to the president? You bet I can. But the point is that I'm who I am, Frank. Now, I don't want to piss on our other callers and not get to our guest who's holding, Robert David Steele here, who will have his own comment on this in a moment. But again, we're not like mainstream media where something happens, we got to wait a day to see what the corporate line is. It's instant. It's instant here. So you're really talking to me, Frank. I'm real. I believe what I say. I don't work for the Jews. Okay, go ahead.
Alex, I'm very sympathetic because you've been prominent for much longer than I have, and it's only now that I'm starting to get my stalkers and people who misunderstand me and attack me and so forth. So what you're paying for is the price of fame.
I'm going to give you the floor on this subject, and you talk about different types of Zionism in a minute. There's Christian Zionism, social Zionism, communist Zionism, political Zionism, metaphysical. We'll talk about it briefly, but I want to give Frank a minute because I've got to rant at him for 5 minutes. Go ahead, Frank. Let me have it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Alex. And like you always say, justice be done, let the heavens fall. I agree there is a hierarchy. From my investigation, from my heart, it all seems to be subservient to organized Jewry. The Jewish people are the most organized people in the world. You look, I'm not even talking about Israel. Just look at the organizations of Israel and the money they're able to raise, here in America. And their control that they exercise over the media. I used to fight these guys that you call Nazis. I used to defend you. I used to write like 5-page long blogs defending you on social media. 10, 11 years ago.
Sir, I don't think you need to defend straw men that they've created. You don't need to do that. And what I'm saying to you is they also give mythical powers to Jews and then say everyone's really Jewish, you isn't, or Jews funded this, Jews funded that. Do you understand that? It's fundamentally insulting to think that InfoWars was secretly financed by Jews. Okay, I'm sick of it. I want to promote ideology of freedom, not infighting, and then we're going to get Jews, everybody else to join it. I believe in that. I believe my ideas, your ideas, good ideas, are going to trump whatever mafia crap there is. Is there a Jewish mafia? Absolutely. Do they demonize me for exposing it? Absolutely. When you expose Jewish mafia, do they call you anti-Semitic? Absolutely. No, there's mafias in every group. The Russian mob's big. The Jew mob's big. The Italian mob's big. The WASP mob is so big, they don't even call it a mob. The point is, and then they misrepresent what I say. How do you square the leftist press and the forward and all the rest of it saying I'm basically Adolf Hitler and then all the Nazis hate me more than anybody? How do you square that up?
I checked the names of all the people that you talked about for the past 11 years that are agents of the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, the elites, the globalists. Almost all of them are Jewish. So that begged the question. I didn't know anything about Jewish power. I looked it up on the internet. I said, well, what percentage of the population do Jews make up? When I found out that they'd never made up more than 1 or 2% of the population of the United States. But I checked the bios. I ended up calling it a bio check. They're almost all Jews. Everybody you talk about on your show for the past 11 years, almost all of them are Jewish. How is that irrelevant?
But see, nobody then goes, oh, look at Matt Drudge fighting the globalists. He's Jewish. Or you know, look at people in Trump's family that are involved supporting fighting the globalists. It's way more complex than that. But listen, you've had your time. I got to get to other callers. And then I'll get callers saying the Vatican runs it all. Or they'll say I'm anti-Catholic because I'm exposing pedophile rings that took it over. I'm not anti-Catholic either. Just like Masons, I'm not anti-Mason. They can use any big organization or group for power groups to form in. Robert David Steele, I mean, what is your view on this? Unfiltered. We don't pre-interview you like everybody else tries to do. I mean, we don't sense. Have I ever told you what to talk about or what to do? I know you've been critical of Israel.
My bottom line is if you're being attacked, you're being effective, period.
But how do you square the paradox of I'm like number one enemy of the Nazis and white supremacists? Literally. And then the liberal Jewish groups say I'm this Nazi. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, the reason Cynthia McKinney and I joined together is because I'm alt-right and she's alt-left. We're actually trying to talk to the bikers about having a biker escort for
our... No, you're all about solutions, but how do you square up what I'm talking about?
You have to be true to yourself and keep doing it, period. You cannot let all these nitpickers get you off course. And one of the things that I'm finding is right now I'm under a massive slanderous attack from a guy with zero integrity.
No, I agree, but you just got to move forward and ignore it all. Because that's what these psychic vampires, I'm not saying the last guy's a psychic vampire, but some of these people, that's what they do. And it's important we talk about this infighting. Because people, my crew comes to me and says, hey, these people are fighting each other.
I think it helps to acknowledge the attack. I think it helps to acknowledge the attack and to do one gracious response. And in the event the attack is violating the law, as this guy is with me, and I got to give Google high marks. They forced him to take down videos in which he was slandering me. So as much as I don't like the way Google has attacked you, and I hope that's all settled, as much as...
Well, it wasn't even Google, we've now learned. It was a contractor company that actually hooked him with Facebook.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I think Google has a lot of power to do good, but I don't like the way they've manipulated searches in favor of Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump. But having said that, Google, I will say now publicly, Google did well by me in the last 48 hours in ensuring that videos that slandered me that were illegal and obviously legally actionable were taken down. So God bless Google. God bless Donald Trump. God bless Alex Jones. Alex, this next 90 days could be the second American Revolution, and you could be one of the leaders.
Or I'm going to have you back. I know you're all hyped up about this, and it's great. You know, your old hashtag deal, then that's wonderful. But what I'm getting back to is, or it could be World War III. What do you make, and we're going to calls, of the brinksmanship of our ambassador to the UN signaling any other problems in Syria, we're going to blame Russia and attack your forces, and Russia says, okay, we're ready to go to war. That is bad.
Nikki Haley is a bimbo. She is being badly briefed. I mean, she's a nice lady. I'd love to have her have a decent intelligence briefing, but she's clearly not getting it.
Well, let's briefly talk about how this, because you're an expert on the Middle East. You started for many years. I mean, clearly, you blow up some more Russian aircraft. They go ahead and shoot down your aircraft. Then heavier weapons get used. Then, boom, a tactical nuke gets used. And then the ICBMs get launched, the subs launch, and we're all dead.
There is no congressional authorization for war with Russia, nor will there ever be. We have 11 presidential wars now. Most of them started under Obama. Donald Trump should be closing all of our military bases overseas and bringing our military home. Problem that Donald Trump has is he doesn't have the political base to show a pair of balls in dealing with the deep state. So I want Donald Trump to leave Washington and grow a pair of balls that is backed up by 60 to 70%.
Wait a minute, I think he's probably grown King Kong size, but I mean, I get what you're saying.
Talby, do you know this personally?
No, I mean, his action is what I'm saying. Hey.
Donald Trump is not standing up to the deep state. He is being chumped. I want him to stand up to the deep state. I want Donald Trump.
Well, why do you think the Democrats are suddenly running scared on their Russia fable?
Well, so are the Republicans. The Republicans want a war with Russia just as much as the Democrats do.
No, I know that, but I mean, clearly, Trump is winning more and more of his agenda points. Let's go to another phone call. Everybody's been holding patiently. And I apologize going off down the route of the stupid Israel stuff all day. Gosh, I'm so sick of it. Let's go ahead and go. I just want everybody to be free. I want everybody to have a great future, free market, advanced technologies. I just want to be all about ideas, not what religion or what color you are. The reason I'm so anti-Islam is it's been totally radicalized, it's been green-lighted by the left, and it's not tolerant.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
World War III is one of my Trump Revolution series. World War III has started. It is between the 1% and the 99%. Everything else is disinformation.
I agree, except I've done the math. If you look at how less than 1/10 of 1% has half the wealth, and the 1% has like 75-80%. We did the math before; it was like 0.00000042 or something. I mean, it's you're in the 1% if you're making $300,000 a year. That's a good middle class person with jobs and getting their nails done and buying cars. That's not the ultra rich. I mean, it needs to be like the 1/10 of 1 millionth or whatever it is.
Look, what we have going for us, Alex, is that the only thing that can overcome organized money is organized people on the street. Not only can the public take back the power in August by basically confronting every member of Congress, all 535 of them, we can take back the power, we can restore state rights, we can end federal ownership of most land.
No, I agree, and Trump should get behind that, and I agree with you, Robert David Steele, that the Soros is funding folks to go harass members of Congress when they're back in their districts. We need to be at all those events and city councils and using every bully pulpit to promote Americana. God bless you. Okay, let's go to Jason in Connecticut, holding like a real trooper. Jason, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex Jones. So let me just, I probably don't have much time, so I'm going to get right into this. I think to win the war, we must kill their God. And to answer your question on why and where all this pedophilia, all this stuff is coming from, we know that their God now is Baphomet, 100%. You know, it goes back to the Knights Templar. It goes, even connects to Islam, because Muhammad is another word for Baphomet. And I believe you should really have Tracy Twyman on. She wrote a book. It came out late last year called Baphomet, The Temple Mystery Unveiled. And she just came out with another novel that reads like a Dan Brown novel. It gives the reader an insight into the God's origins. You know, Prince Charles is a character. Prince Philip is a character. It shows how these rituals are done historically based on archaeological.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's archaeological. There's the Smithsonian. We got into the big archives, the Getty Archives, a few months ago in Los Angeles.
I saw that.
We talk about torturing the kids to then get adrenaline in their blood, then drinking it fresh. That's all in mainline museums. They just don't show the public. So Millie Weaver and Gavin got that info. Thank you, Jason. Yeah, what about Satanism or Luciferianism as an operating system?
Well, if you're asking me, I think it's part of the glue that keeps the deep state together. One of the things people don't realize is that the Catholic Church is actually a controlled religion. It's a religion that's intended to take control away from the states. I don't believe that the Pope and the Vatican should have diplomatic recognition.
I agree, but let's expand on that. This Pope has finally gotten Catholics to wake up, where they're promoting open borders, global government, the end of families, saying get rid of Europe's Christian roots. These are quotes. I mean, this Pope is outrageous. It's like the Cardinals elected Anton LaVey.
Well, you know, the United Nations and the Catholic Church are essentially globalist tools. And I'm publishing a new paper in the Trump Revolution series on taking down the deep state. And I discuss the United Nations, the Catholic Church, particularly the Jesuits, who violate the confessional. They're using the confessional as an intelligence.
Well, sure. I mean, the Jesuits aren't supposed to even be involved as cardinals, much less a pope. It was a separate army, as you know, created by Loyola, and it's completely out of control.
Well, the Jesuits also have 200 years worth of managing the Vatican's finances. They control the gold in the land. And I don't have any direct knowledge, but I'm reading voraciously. And my bottom line is we, the people, need to end the power of all foreign agents over our government.
And I agree. We hear about Russia involved. What about having the Vatican involved in our election, the Pope against our president? That is foreign meddling.
Right. Exactly right. I totally agree.
Talk about separation of church and state. What about a foreign power, a foreign religious power coming in? I agree we should have separation of church and state. We shouldn't have a government-certified religion. We have freedom of religion. So what is the Vatican doing?
Let me also tell you that I believe that any congressman that signs the AIPAC pledge should be fired.
Well, I know this. Again, exactly. I'm not against Israel itself, but absolutely. Why does Israel get to be involved in our internal affairs when other governments aren't supposed to be? I don't care who it is.
Kennedy was assassinated in part because he was about to force the issue of every Jewish organization receiving funding or direction from Israel being required to register itself as an agent of a foreign power.
We're going to go to break right there. We're going to come back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Katie Armour has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is
key. All right, John Redford's coming up. He wrote a powerful article for InfoWars.com today looking at the 10 ways mainstream media lies. I meant to read it today, go over it, but I didn't. I'm sure he'll be covering that. There's a Paul Watson piece that destroys CNN. I haven't aired yet and premiered. We'll do that at about 6 or 7 after next hour, and then Rapport will come on about 15 after. So that's coming up. We're going to go to a caller that disagrees on Trump's priorities, and then Dean, Travis, Chris, and a few others. Before I do that, we have fluoride-free, high-quality toothpaste made by the biggest organic manufacturer in the country. They're the folks that supply Tom's of Maine. It's that high-quality toothpaste, but it has iodine, the clean, pure iodine added, and the nano silver. Super Blue is back in stock, the bubblegum flavor that doesn't have the tea tree and stuff that tastes too strong for the kids. That's not back in. That's been sold out. So, again, that's got 4.8 stars, thousands of reviews. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We have free shipping throughout the store. I'm extending it into July 4th. And we also have a lot of other big specials in the July 4th, mega special deals that are going. And we have the Micro ZX, that is the Beyond Probiotic. It goes great with our bomb defense. Best probiotic out there from our research. This knocks out the yeast and candida and the fungus and all the garbage. This is a big deal. Bottom line, to support the broadcast, you cannot lose. But most folks I've talked to have incredible results. This is game-changing research, the yeast and the mold and what's happening in the gut. It's so important. So Micro ZX, back in at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay. We've got Robert David Shielman riding a shotgun with us, formerly with the CIA, out on the front lines there. Let's go to who's been holding the longest here. Disagreeing is Jeremy in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to call because I'm looking at both the articles. By the way, quick question that I'd like to ask your guest that he can answer after I make my statement. Is who nominated him for the Nobel Peace Prize if he could provide proof or documents regarding that? The other thing I wanted to point out was that with regard to Trump tweeting out about Mika Brzezinski, my question for you is where do you draw the line? I mean, why is that cool? Why is that fighting back?
Oh, this is a seminar call. Let me answer your stupid question, okay? Trump, they're saying get rid of his Twitter because they hate him having a direct communication. It's a joke. They do manage it, only feed spam at the top of it. They showed up begging to meet with him. Reportedly, she was bleeding and had her head tied up. It just shows what a narcissist she is. And Trump made a joke about it because they demonize him and attack him. And she said he's trying to be a dictator last week when they're the ones promoting war in the streets. So she's saying he's a dictator overthrowing. He makes a joke and you say, where do you draw the line? Do you have no decency, sir? Do you have no decency, Jeremy? Like you're calling in talking to somebody with a 70 IQ, bro. So, I mean, what are you saying? Is there no decency in you, Jeremy?
What I'm saying is this, is that it is important that the guy...
What I'm saying is he needs to take his gloves off and get down here with the people even more and keep calling them traitors and outside powers. It's killing them, and we're killing them with the information war. They want to make it violent. They're a pack of lion scum, and it's not that Trump's even perfect, but I love his bare knuckles boxing. Anything else, Jeremy?
Yeah, I think that he needs to stop trolling on social media. I think that's
because it's so effective.
Doing.
I know. He probably needs to quit breathing, too. I appreciate your call. By the way, you're an accomplished author, researcher, great guy. You get into people being, I don't think you want to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize now. They're kind of a joke, but since you asked that question, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. All of the information is at robertdavidsteele.com.
But it doesn't even matter. I'm not saying you're not a prominent guy, and you have been promoting peace. The point is, Obama was given one of these things, so I don't think you want one.
Well, actually, I want to help Trump, Putin, Xi, and Modi earned the Nobel Peace Prize, even though the Nobel Peace Prize has been demeaned. I mean, any prize given to Henry Kissinger and Barack Obama.
That's right. Stay there. Five more minutes. What about the alliance with, since you mentioned the Prime Minister of India with Trump, let's talk about that back in 70 seconds. Hour number four. Spread the word. InfoWars.com. It is an act of resistance. Spread the link. InfoWars.com.